Hello. Do you mind if I sit here? Thank you. I have to say, as much as I enjoy these dances, they do tend to get quite tedious after a time. The masks do make things more interesting, but despite their differences, when you attend masquerade after masquerade, they all tend to look the same. It's expected of me to be here, of course. My family owns this castle, you see. We always strive to keep up our grand appearance. But truth be told, I'd rather be anywhere else right now. I've never been one to take comfort in crowds. I've always preferred the solitude of a quiet evening, away from outside eyes. There's something about being alone I've always found to be very calming. These days, my life tends to be busier than I'd ever hoped, and I rarely find the time to just sit alone with my thoughts. I can't say I've seen you here before. The mask may have something to do with it, of course, but your eyes seem foreign to me. Forgive me if I seem forward, but I would have remembered a pair of eyes like yours. There's something about them. Something deep and almost enchanting. You have the eyes of someone kind. Someone compassionate. So, what brings you to this fine masquerade tonight? Ah, I see. Your family is attending. Well, I hope we were able to live up to your expectations. We do our best, you know. My sister Katerina always ensures everyone stays in line during these fine affairs. She's convinced the rest of the family has been cursed with a dreadful lack of common sense, you see. That's her there, dancing with the fellow in the blue mask. Poor thing looks like he's already fallen for her. There's no denying her beauty. Quite frankly, I've never met someone more terrifying. There was one time when I was younger. My brother and I had the brilliant idea to drop eggs on her from a balcony while she was dining with a suitor. It was quite funny at the time. Up until the point she caught us. Never before in my life have I seen such a terrifying look in someone's eyes. The strange part is, she didn't even look mad. I remember she had this wonderfully sweet smile on her face as she beat the both of us black and blue. To this day, that smile of hers still sends chills through my spine. But I think you've heard me ramble enough. My name? Well, telling you would spoil the surprise, would it not? I was under the impression the point of a masquerade was secrecy and seduction. Ah, I was hoping they'd play this. It's a particular favorite of mine. Would you like to dance with me? Well, thank you. But before we start, you should know dancing is not one of my strengths. Here, take my hand. It's been quite some time since I've actually danced with anyone. I come to these masquerades, yes, But I usually spend most of my time lurking and leave as soon as is appropriate. It's been some time since I've actually wanted to dance with someone. Don't let that go to your head now. Perhaps I saw something of myself in you when I saw you sitting there alone. I may be wrong, but I'd guess you're one to take comfort in solitude as well. Well, either way, I'm glad I found you. And you move well, too. You're much more graceful than I am. You'll have to do your best not to leave me behind. That's a beautiful mask you have, by the way. And the way your eyes shine through it. They almost seem like some sort of lost gem. I'm just disappointed we never met sooner. I've always liked the idea of masquerades, even if they can get tiresome. The sense of mystery that comes with them has always been very appealing to me. You can just as easily hide yourself as you can become the envy of the room. For a night, you can almost become someone else. I know we've only just met, but I'm glad we did. It's been a very long time since I've been able to speak to someone like this. Thank you for that. It means more to me than you know. Here, come with me. There's something I want to show you. Ah, here we are. The castle gardens. Since I was a child, I've always loved this place. I'd come here whenever I felt the need to be alone with my thoughts, or just to clear my mind. This place holds many fond memories for me. There's just something about these gardens I find simply enchanting. The way the moon casts its silver light on the grounds. The sound of the breeze blowing gently around me. What do you think? We can go back inside if you'd like to. I know it's a bit chilly out here. I was hoping you'd say that. Am I cold? Cold. Truth be told, I haven't felt cold in a very long time. But I don't want you to worry about me. Here, take my hand. Your eyes are beautiful tonight, shining at me in the moonlight. I don't want to sound arrogant, but mine are beautiful as well. See? But, oh, is something wrong? You seem almost confused now. Were my eyes always blood red? Were my hands always cold? I'm afraid there's more to me than meets the eye. I wish you could see yourself. The way your eyes search mine. The sweet scent of fear beginning to spread. You know, you're lucky it was I that chose you, and not one of my relatives. I tend not to play with my food quite as much as they do. And you really should be more wary of masked strangers. Sometimes they may not be quite what they seem. But don't be afraid, my love. Tell yourself it's a dream and it will all be over soon. Hush now. Don't struggle. It's easiest if you don't. That was very pleasing. It's been so long since I've properly fed. I'd almost forgotten the bliss of a full meal. Oh, and I see there's still some life in you. How amusing. But I think this is where we must part ways. But don't fear. Perhaps we'll meet again someday. Farewell for now, my love.